How much do you know about Mark Twain, other than he was one of America's greatest writers, and that his real name was Samuel Clemens? Laura Scandera Trombley, a preeminent Twain scholar, fills in some of the personal details with her latest book, Mark Twain's Other Woman, The Hidden Story of His Final Years. It deals with the relationship the writer had with his secretary and confidant, Isabel Van Cleek Lyon, who may have been one of the few people who really knew Mark Twain. The book is published by Knopf, and I'm very pleased that it brings Laura Scandera Trombley to our show today. Hello.
Hello.
So how did Mark Twain meet Isabel Van Cleek Lyon?
Well, she was originally hired by Olivia Langdon, his wife, to act as the family's social secretary. And she came to the Clemens family, and she was thrilled with her employment. It meant that she received a raise, and her wages saw a marked increase to $50 a month.
Were there a lot of women doing this kind of work at the time?
No, there weren't. However, he had become so famous by the end of his life that the family simply couldn't keep up with all of the correspondence directed to him.
What had her life been before she arrived?
It had been difficult. Her father passed away when she was 19. She was raised really in an upper-class atmosphere, and after her father's passing, the family found themselves in financial straits, and she had to go into a life of service.
Mm-hmm. But they'd also played cards at one point.
Yes, when years earlier, before she started to work for the family, they met at the Whitmores, mutual friends in Hartford, and she and Twain began their relationship playing cards and bluffing.
She comes across as more of a fan than just an employee. Do you think that it would be fair to say that she became increasingly obsessed with Twain over the years?
I don't know if I would call it an obsession. However, you have to keep in mind that at the time she was interacting with Twain, he was the most famous person in the world, and he was adored by the public. He was in the press every day, and she realized that this was an incredible opportunity to be in the presence of greatness and celebrity at that scale.
After Olivia died, did her role in the household change?
Enormously so. Twain, in effect, made her his substitute wife, and she then began to manage his household staff. She kept the public at bay. She read everything that he wrote. She would bathe his feet with iodine when he suffered from gout. She managed his two daughters, one very, very seriously ill with epilepsy. And in her spare time, she was the construction project manager for his final residence in Redding, Connecticut, named Stormfield.
And didn't she move into the house?
Yes, she did, which was actually a change in the arrangement that had existed when Olivia was alive. Olivia insisted that she live out.
Well, I would assume. moving in would make all sorts of tongues wag, wouldn't they?
It could, and that was something that Isabel was very much aware of. However, Twain was in his 70s, and he was frequently in ill health, and he wanted her at his beck and call. And I think that he also needed someone to watch over him, and he needed particularly a sympathetic audience to talk to.
For a brief time, at least, Isabel had hoped that Twain would marry her, didn't she?
I think that she entertained that prospect, and she was also hopeful that others might actually offer to marry her as well, which is completely understandable considering that her other opportunities were extremely limited. She faced the prospect of working for the rest of her life, which in the end, that's exactly what happened. She worked until the age 85.
But she also was working, in this case, for, as you say, the most famous man in the world and doing the sorts of things that many people only can dream of doing. Mm-hmm. She had a connection to a great literary figure, probably was talking to him just in normal conversation on the level that few other people would have had an opportunity to.
Absolutely. It was an extraordinary opportunity and experience for her, and one that she detailed in the journals that she kept.
And those journals are available to anyone?
Not to anyone. The originals are kept at the Bancroft Library at UC Berkeley at the Mark Twain Project. And They are now in the process of being finally transcribed and available, but that open access hasn't arrived yet.
What was her relationship with the two daughters? Clara was the oldest one, and wasn't their relationship a little troubled?
Well, it was a difficult relationship in that you have to keep in mind Twain's favorite daughter had passed away several years earlier, and I think the surviving daughters knew quite clearly that his favorite was gone. Jean, the youngest, suffered from epilepsy. Clara was the middle daughter, and I think Clara suffered from having a father who was a global celebrity. And while her relationship with both was very positive in the beginning, towards the end it absolutely cracked.
Clara felt Isabel was taking advantage of her father. It sounds to me like there was a fear that she might be inveigling herself into his affections.
I think that Clara's primary concern was that Isabel knew too much about Clara and that she also was managing Clara's allowance, and Clara deeply resented any control in terms of her spending.
My guest is Laura Scandera Trombley, who is a Mark Twain scholar. She's also the president of Pitzer College in Claremont, California. And she's written on Mark Twain's writings in the past. Now she's written on his later years in a book called Mark Twain's Other Woman, The Hidden Story of His Final Years. And is this a hidden story? Is this a story that hasn't been told much?
This has not been told before, and it took me an extraordinarily long time to figure all of this out, 16 years, in fact. And I had no idea that I would find what I did when I began, and it has been a journey and a very exciting one.
Does this tell us anything about his later writings?
I think once you begin to realize the circumstances that he was living in, this will add greater dimension to his later writings, and particularly to a manuscript that he wrote the last months of his life that is commonly known as the Ashcroft-Lyon manuscript.
That's because she married his business partner, Ralph Ashcroft.
Yes. Well, at that point, it all really became very, very unfortunate and tragic for everyone involved. And Twain, in a final act of, I think, grieving and bitterness, wound up devoting the last months of his life to spending hours writing about Isabel.
Well, after the wedding, he wrote that Isabel was, among other things, a forger, thief, drunkard, traitor, and hypocrite.
Yes, he pretty much covered all the bases there.
That sounds like the reaction of somebody who didn't just think he'd lost a secretary.
Absolutely not. I think that he was emotionally very upset that she was no longer in his employ and in his presence, and he was working that out in his writing.
There's absolutely no indication that they had some kind of a more intimate relationship?
I think emotionally they were extremely close, and intellectually I think without question they were very closely connected. I, though, have never found any document that would conclusively prove that they were physically intimate.
But you would assume that if he liked her, he would be happy to see her getting married. She'd wanted to get married. Although I get the feeling that she was remained as involved with Mark Twain after she got married as she had been before.
I think it was one
emotionally.
Of those. It was kind of an intellectual decision. Yes, you will marry my business manager. Therefore, no one will ever gossip about us, and everything will go on exactly as it has been. But then I think maybe in the small of the night, Twain thought about how she was no longer exclusively his and totally devoted to him, and that just ate away at him.
On the other hand, I assume Clara was happy to see her go.
Clara was very, very bitter, very vindictive, happy that she was fired by Twain. She convinced her father to fire him. However, she never lost her incredible intensity of feeling her hatred towards Lyon, even at the end of her life. She maintained that.
As I suggested earlier, normally after someone writes about you the way Twain wrote about Isabel, you wouldn't consider that person a friend any longer. But Isabel still thought that they were friends.
Isabel never lost her regard for Mark Twain. She understood that she was part of something very special, and she wanted to remember just how important that relationship was to her. She was not at all interested in trying to resurrect any of the ugliness.
So what happened after Mark Twain died in 1910? Where did that leave Isabel?
Well, after Twain died, Isabel was married, and she left New York and actually finally settled in Canada and did not remain married to him for very long. They divorced soon thereafter.
Well, it doesn't sound like the kind of basis of a very good marriage when she's marrying his business partner and all of this turmoil occurs. Were people aware of the scandal?
They actually were.
Because Mark Twain, as you said, was the most famous man in the world. I would imagine anything he did got some attention.
Yes, the New York Dailies picked it up, as well as the New York Times. And elements of this came out, which absolutely infuriated Twain. And just before he died, he gave Clara the manuscript and, in effect, said that if Isabel ever tries to come forward and share any of our family secrets, have this published and you'll destroy her.
Did Isabel ever reveal any of the family secrets?
No, she didn't, but...
But it was still published.
The manuscript itself was never published, but in the writings that I transcribed, and it took me about 6 years to transcribe all of her journals, she hints, she writes in a kind of covert way about some of these things, which then I spent another 10 years figuring out.
Why is it taking so long?
Well, I've been busy. I wrote two other books. I've had...
been president of
college. I gave birth to a wonderful son, and I've been a college president for 8 years.
What's the most important characteristic that we know about Mark Twain because of Isabel that we might not have known otherwise?
I think my goal in publishing this book was that we regain Twain's humanity. He was so obsessed with creating a legacy for himself in his last years that he almost now has emerged as a marble statue. And we forget that one of the reasons why we love Twain is he is so extraordinarily humane in his writing. And I think that this, once again, will help establish him as a person, a living, breathing person who had issues that in many ways are very contemporary.
Because my sense of Twain is of this very, very witty man who, despite some flaws, could see through all the hypocrisy of his time.
I think that's absolutely true.
And what I meet here is a guy who can be vindictive.
And that's also part of his personality. He could be incredibly cruel and vindictive. You also have to keep in mind he was, you know, this is at the end of his life, and he was involved in a situation where he was single parenting two difficult daughters. And I think he was overwhelmed by this. And it all became a bit much for him, and he reacted badly.
And she did wash his feet when the gout got really bad.
Yes, she did.
You, as you said earlier, have written about Twain before. Did this relationship pop up while you were looking into other matters?
Yes. In fact, when I was writing my first biography, Mark Twain and the Company of Women, I became aware of Isabel Lyon, and I was intrigued with her because previous biographers really hadn't mentioned her too terribly much. And also, there were a lot of elements of Twain's later years that had never been explained by anyone, and I was very curious about those. What I didn't realize at the time until I started writing this book was that these unexplained moments in his life were now revealed to me because of what Isabel wrote, and so I made that connection.
Well, what were her actual chores as a secretary? Because some secretaries actually have helped shape the work. In other cases, they just simply are there to type things up.
Well, she handled all of his letters, all of his correspondence. She was there really to applaud his writing. She was not going to criticize what he wrote, although in her journals, she would make some remarks about how she wished something wouldn't be published or how this maybe wasn't entirely appropriate. She was a very important person in terms of keeping Twain connected to his intimates and his friends and to life. many of the years that they spent together involved when it took place when Twain was actually living at 21 Fifth Avenue, and they used to take subway rides together.
Laura Scandera Trombley is the president of Pitzer College in Claremont, California, the author of Mark Twain in Company of Women, and she will be giving a talk and signing books tonight at 7 o'clock at the Barnes & Noble store on 82nd Street and Broadway. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.